Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby's with me. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. This is the broadcast for October the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative, peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com is the website. If you think we provide value, then please reciprocate and donate today. We have day jobs, folks, so we're not begging you to support our family like some people suggest. The truth is we need your finances because this is the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We're all funding it together. And do you want to take the narrative back for the mainstream press? Do you want to tell the tale of news the networks refuse to use? If so, this is your opportunity to be something or be part of something much bigger than ourselves. LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio. That's our talk show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, we tell the tale of freedom, folks. And we are part of the Liberty News Radio Network. Around the clock, incredible talk shows, LibertyNewsRadio.com to check that out. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, and him and his family for over 50 years have been helping people understand precious metals, educate customers about precious metals and more. RustCoinAndGift.com is the website. And we have our Honest Money Report with Brian every week, with rare exception. Gold is at $1,203. Silver, $14.38. That was yesterday. Gold is real money, ladies and gentlemen. Timeless insurance. Nature's currency, if you will. We talked about Donald Trump criticizing the Fed. He said the Federal Reserve is making a mistake. They're so tight, I think the Fed's gone crazy, says USA Today. Now the mainstream press, with stock markets down for the second day in a row, they claim, you know what? Donald's criticism of the Federal Reserve is going to have long-term negative effects. My response is, wow, just letting the unconstitutional Federal Reserve exist has had long-term negative effects, people. And, you know, we see the stock market's down for the second day in a row. Donald Trump calling it a correction. Experts saying, don't worry, it's no big deal. What do you expect in an election year? October. Don't you see the pattern? It happens all the time. But this is the power that manipulated fiat fake currency has over people. We got to go back to gold and silver currency. We've got to audit and end the Fed. And Donald just doesn't, I guess, have enough either knowledge and or mojo to go that far. So I appreciate Donald telling you that, hey, the Federal Reserve is the problem. I think he's got it right. It is a significant piece of the problem. But you got to go all the way to the solution, Donald, not just halfway, my friend. Gold prices edge higher as global stocks sag and the U.S. dollar slips, they claim. Again, manipulatable fiat currency is the problem. They say the ocean could be the new gold rush. There's a ton of gold in them oceans. Boy, howdy, there's a ton of gold throughout the earth. Remember, the Almighty created the earth, and he created gold. And if he wants us to have our hands on it, we will, and we can prosper. If he doesn't, it's going to be a little harder to find now, isn't it? Gold, they say, has reached the bottom of the cycle, and here's why, writes Kitco. So they expect the dollar to start to not fare as well against gold. I guess Poland makes the largest gold purchase in over two decades, writes Peter Schiff and others. And I got a question. Can you eat gold? People are kind of mocking gold, saying you can't eat it. What good's that going to do? Folks, understand that it's portable. I can take one single piece of gold, a 1 ounce coin about as big as your fingernail, and I can, you know, take that, and it's portable with me everywhere, and I can trade it for food. Okay, and the truth is, you think I can take, you know, my food on the road with me to that degree? Not even close. So if I'm, for example, in Hurricane Michael and I got to flee, I'll take my 1 ounce gold and trust that I can trade and handle food, as opposed to what? Not being able to take all your food with you? Okay, you need a little bit of gold, you need a little bit of food, you need a little bit of medical supplies, you need a little bit of bullets and, you know, Band-Aids and beans, and you need a little bit of everything, folks. Do you have too much debt, I might ask? How much debt is too much debt? The answer is, if it's based on fiat currency, we all have too much debt. That's for sure. The answer should be zero. No debt. We should have an asset-based economy based on constitutional currency with intrinsic value. Newsweek parent company in trouble. They got charged with defrauding lenders. What a sad tale to tell. Kanye West deletes his social media accounts. He says the rants from everybody attacking me were becoming unhealthy. I guess what? Kanye is a victim of bullying? Melania, the Donald's wife, is a victim of bullying. She says she's one of the most bullied persons in the world. And it's hard to argue. Everything she says and does, they attack her. Even when she says be kind, they're like, well, your husband's not kind. You're not even genuine, are you? You know what? She's doing her best. CNN mocks Kanye West as, quote, token Negro. I don't know that it gets more offensive than that. Kanye not able to think freely, or he's, quote, off the reservation. And they literally go back to the softer version of the N-word. Wow, these people are dishonest, aren't they? What do you expect, though? It is the mainstream press. They write the narrative. They make the rules. And if we want to change that, we better increase our presence in the media, folks. Hour two, we talked about the Adidas CEO reveals the power of China's what they call predatory mercantilism. Boy, howdy, that's right. You know what? China demands they consume their own products. Imagine an idea like that. We used to have that in America, too, but no more. Former Eagles player, guy's name is Gary Cobb. He has cure for his team's troubles. What is it? Stop having sex. It fogs your mind. It makes you weak. I would submit that we ought to change the word team in this headline, meaning his, you know, players, his team, to teenagers. Hey, you know what? Stop having sex, y'all. Unless you're literally married, one man, one woman, God-ordained relationships, if you will. Other than that, we all ought to stop that type of behavior societal-wide. Why is it not popular, huh? Shunning alcohol becomes mainstream among the young. They say no sex, please, nor drugs, or even coffee. We're the, quote, straight edgers. You know what? I appreciate no drugs, no coffee, no sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and that's all wonderful, but you know what? Let's not get violent about it, okay? Straight edgers are going a little overboard in their attempts. There you have it. I guess a man planned to blow himself up on the, Washington Mall over the country's direction for the election. What a tragic, look, folks, just, come on. Let's stop the violence. Let's back away from the rhetoric. Let's just tame it. Let's dial it back, folks. Come on now. We can have a peaceful dialogue about this, even though I know it's very, very, very emotional, these issues in the freedom-loving country that we live in. But we've got to step back and respect one another. Again, clarion call for civility, folks. That's my statement. Rand Paul calls on Congress to halt arms sales to Saudi Arabia over Jamal Khashoggi disappearance. I think we ought to stop, you know, funding and arming and trading people around the world. We don't need all that foreign aid, especially when it's violent, when it's arming them to administer death. We ought to stop it. We arm people to administer death in America, too. It's called abortion on demand, funded by, sadly, our tax dollars. When are we going to stop that? Why can't the Republicans stop that, huh? Is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg going to run for president in 2020? He just re-registered as a Democrat. Some folks think the answer is yes. I'm telling you, time will tell. Is Hillary going to run? Time will tell. CBS writer, believe it or not, boasts about ruining Justice Kavanaugh's life. Just imagine being in the news and having that view. CBS writer boasting about ruining Kavanaugh's life. Honesty is the issue, folks. You don't ruin people's lives. You don't bear false witness. You tell the truth the best you can, whether you like the results or not. Bill Gates endorses carbon tax, raising gas prices 13 cents a gallon. Shame on you, Bill. Why don't you lower taxes, buddy, and put a bunch of cash into helping the folks that are suffering from Hurricane Michael? We could do that in the private sector without government help, you know. Fox News crushes CNN and MSNBC in ratings. I guess Fox has more viewers than both networks combined. Can you believe that? Wow. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday It is available at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com, talk radio, on demand, or live if you prefer. And we hope you go there and, you know, but put a couple of pennies into the media. If we provide value to you with our breakdown, our commentary, our coverage, then reciprocate and donate. And every penny that you give us will be used to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. It is about God, family, and country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It is about we, the people, using the checks and balances to make America great again. In fact, Kanye West wants to make America great again, and he's getting absolutely bullied. Oh, boy, is he getting bullied for it. We're going to talk about that in detail when we come back from the pause. Donald Trump and Kanye West, and another guy, I guess, who didn't get a chance to speak out much because between Kanye and Donald, there was no, oxygen left in the room? You got two stage present personalities, if you will, in the room. And it's almost like Kanye even eclipsed the Donald, which is kind of surprising, to say the least. But I guess they say Kanye went on a 10-minute speech or rant at the White House, being very kind and appreciative of the Donald being very appreciative of Kanye West. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. One guy's white, one guy's black. They claim there's a racial issue, but those two guys are sure getting along. What's up with that? A lot of good stuff said in that meeting, too. We'll break that down just for you. The mainstream press, the liberals are going absolutely uncorked berserk. Sam and Kurt breaking it down just for you on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Wow, the vitriol at even a greater height than we thought it could be, I guess. I don't even know how to describe how hostile and abusive it really is. Melania taking a beating because she's Donald's wife. But she's trying to be best and trying to help people kind of step back from the violence and the hatred and the attacks and the blames and the... wow, and she's getting attacked. She claims she's one of the greatest victims in the world to bullying. And it's hard to argue against her. You could say, well, come on now. She's not bullied like a little kid daily in school. That's right. But you know what? It's a global stage in which she is bullied virtually every day. Well, Kanye West rolled to the White House. Donald and Kanye sitting down. The media was everywhere for this. Kanye's message to liberals, Kurt, was this. This is our president. talking about Donald Trump. I don't know if liberals understand that, but he says, this is our president, and we got to be respectful. We got to be at least decent. And I've never seen the conservatives or the, I don't know what you want to call us. It's hard to decide in the divide who's on what side these days. But all I'm telling you is we've never seen them treat the other presidents, even Barack Obama, who a lot of us completely disagreed with. They've never treated the other side just so hostily as they have to Donald Trump. And Kanye West coming out and saying, look, on Trump to liberals, this is our president. I think it's a fair point, Kurt. Even if we don't like what the president's doing, we can be decent. We don't need to ratchet up the hatred and the violence. And so as a response to Kanye's, this is our president statement, the liberals, the media, the left, he who owns the media makes the rules. They've got control of the narrative. And here's what they say about Kanye. Mentally ill. Illiterate. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I think it's, outrageous, and yet if they would have done the same treatment for, if the hat was on the other side or whatever you want to call it right now, let's just pretend that Hillary were in the, Oval Office and, some supporter of hers would come and do the same thing, they would never be saying that. And if we said it, they'd say, man, that's just, out of bounds. And yet, that's just, seems like they can do anything they want, doesn't it? Kanye was on his game, I think. He needs to have some editing done when he's speaking. But, at least in the piece I'm looking at from WorldNet Daily, they say Kanye West invades Oval Office. And then it says the rapper, entrepreneur, and fashion designer pounded on the Resolute desk, dropped an F-bomb, declared his MAGA hat makes him feel like Superman, and hugged Trump, who for once was the sidekick, not the star.
See, now let me just stop you there. See, I don't agree with that either. They're trying to basically minimize the president to make him angry that Kanye West upstaged him. And see, I watched a lot of that White House meeting, Kurt, and I don't see it that way. I think Donald was polite to Kanye. I mean, he was his guest, for crying out loud. So Donald stepped aside and let Kanye take the stage. But that doesn't mean that he was upstaged by West. See, they want to try to make this a battle of egos and get him in a fight. Don't let him do it, Trump. Don't let him do it, Kanye. Right, Kurt?
Well, I agree, and I don't think that's happening. That seemed like they were, as good of friends as any, but, I guess he even suggested he might run for president in 2024 after President Trump, and he went on for nearly 10 minutes, like you mentioned, before taking a breather. He said, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power, he said, referencing the president's slogan, Make America Great Again.
Yeah, he said it makes me feel like Superman when I put this thing on, Kurt.
Yeah. He said, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. The meeting began as a working lunch, this author says, but his performance left even President Trump commenting, that was pretty impressive. I guess.
Yeah, and by the way, let me stop you there. I agree it was impressive, Kurt, because believe it or not, Kanye, I know he dropped some swear words and F-bombs and things like that, and the media bleeped it out, and then he mocked them for bleeping it out. And I get it. I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff. And I think, Kanye, I hope we can work on your language, buddy. It's a progression. We can all improve and work on it and, just commit to yourself to change your language slightly. But you know what? Kanye said a mouthful of truths, Kurt. I'm telling you right now, if you want to talk about truth to power, can I, as a white guy, say that about a black guy? Am I allowed to do that? All I'm telling you is he was speaking truth to power big time, Kurt, when he's basically saying, look, I didn't have dad in my home. He's basically suggesting that, it would be much better if I had. Now, here's what happened, though, Kurt. When he talked about that, I didn't have a dad in my home, they're now saying that he's mentally ill, He's illiterate, and he's an incel. Do you know what that is, Kurt? I-N-C-E-L. Do you know what an incel is, sir?
No.
All right. I didn't either, so I had to look it up. So it's not like I'm really smart or anything. But an incel is a guy who hates women because he's not getting sex and stuff like this. And so it's kind of a misogynistic hatred towards women. Kind of an. So now they're calling Kanye that. And I hate to be, you know, but Kanye, I don't think has any problem getting women to be involved with him. And furthermore, the woman that he's married to, I doubt that he's lacking in that department. What they're trying to do is say, because he talked about this idea that, oh, I grew up in a home without a father, and so there was a lot of female energy around, and now I'm married into a family where there's a lot of female energy, I need to now put on this Make America Great Again hat because it makes me feel like a real man, like a Superman, like I can kind of take control back of my life. And so now they're using this incel word to kind of mock Kanye and say, you know what? You pretend you're like the man's man and that you can suck all the oxygen out of the room. But the truth is, you're just a frustrated, angry, misogynistic, hateful male. Okay, now they're trying to just put him into the Uncle Tom cabin status, Kurt, where, oh, man, you upstage the Donald in your belligerence. And poor Donald is, you know, let's bruise his eagle to get Donald to attack Kanye. And then, hey, Kanye, you're this insult guy. And, man, you're all kowtowing to women. And they're just trying to find every divide they can get, Kurt, because you know what? They know that, believe it or not, Kanye West and Donald Trump are speaking truth. We need fathers in homes. Speaking truth that it is about having some respect for our president. Make America Great Again hat makes me feel like Superman, he said. So because he said that, Kurt, then now they're going to use this insult word against him and acts like he's this poor, frustrated, not getting enough sex, misogynistic, I hate women idea. Kurt, it's intellectually dishonest. It's
I couldn't agree more, you know, Sam. I guess he even talked about his own company, you know, where they make things or whatever, bring in his own company. He called it into Chicago, basically, you know. And he says, we have to make middle America strong. He says at one point, this author from World End Daily said he told Trump, I love you, and he hugged him. And I guess he was talking at speed on everything from Trump's protectionist trade policies to black gun crime and infinite amounts of universe. Oh. Anyway, they say President Trump, normally able to run any conversation he's in, sat by and mostly listened.
Kurt,
yes.
They act like, you know, Trump got upstaged by him. He was kind of shut down. Donald was speechless. I mean, the poor guy didn't even know how to talk. I think Donald was just being polite, letting his guest, you know, have his say for a minute. What's wrong with doing that? Can you be a strong man, a capable leader, and politely just give somebody else a chance for a minute? And if you don't do that, then it's like, oh, man, Donald Trump talked all over Kanye West. He didn't give him a chance to even talk in there. Donald was so belligerent. He can't stand that he's so ego-driven. That if he does that, then he gets criticized. If he then sits back a little bit and lets Kanye have a little bit of say, then it's like, oh, man, poor Donald just withered in front of the black man. And poor Donald, you know, couldn't keep up with the Kanye. And he's learned from the master now. And okay. Why are they doing all this, Kurt? Why does it have to be a battle of egos, a battle of races, a battle of... They're just friends. The problem is there's too many cameras on them. But they're both used to the limelight. They're both used to the camera. What's wrong with the president giving his guest a chance to kind of sound off? What's wrong with that? On this program, oftentimes, even if I disagree with somebody, Kurt, I let them go. I let them have their say. And say, what's wrong with that? Telling you right now, they just want to divide on every fault line. But there's a lot to discuss about this. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes that this is eclipsing. We'll talk about, too. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Conceived in liberty, carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby.
Alternate universe. So it's very important to me to get Hoover out because in an alternate universe, I am him. And I have to go and get him free because he was doing positive inside of Chicago, just like how I'm moving back to Chicago. And it's not just about, you know, getting on stage and being an entertainer and having a monolithic voice that's forced to be a specific party. You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. I have I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say, you know, first of all, it's a limit to amount of jobs. So the fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home. And then we got rid of the mental health institutes in the 80s and the 90s and the prison rates just shot up, and now you have Chirac, what people call Chirac, which is actually our murder rate is going down by 20% every year. I just talked to the superintendent, met with Michael Sachs, that's Rahm's right-hand man. So I think it's the bravery that helps you beat this game called life. You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her,
just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman, that's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape for me also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bullshit, put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. Right now, you gave me the heart to go to Adidas, because at Adidas, when I went in 2015, we were a $14 billion company losing $2 billion a year. Now we have a $38 billion market cap. It's called the Yeezy effect. And I went to Casper, we had a meeting in Chicago, and I said, you have to bring manufacturing on shore, into the core. It's not about the borders, the core of Adidas, and Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I had enough balls to put on this hat. I mean, this Adidas thing made me a billionaire, and I could have lost $200 million walking away from that deal. But even with that, I knew it was more important for me to take the chance of walking away from that deal than to have no fathers in Chicago with no homes. And when we do have prison reprobation for no, because it's habilitation, not rehabilitation, because we didn't have the abilities in the first place. We never had anyone to taught us. We didn't teach us. Exactly. We had no one to tout us. Right. So, it's more important than any specific deal, anything, that we bring jobs into America and that we provide a transition with mental health and the American education curriculum that Jim has worked on. Larry Hoover also has a curriculum that he's worked on. We have Montessori curriculums that we worked on. WeWorks has a beautiful curriculum. The Waldorf establishment has a curriculum. We have meditation. There's a lot of things affecting our mental health that makes us do crazy things, that puts us back into that trap door called the 13th Amendment. I did say abolish with the hat on, because why would you keep something around that's a trap door? If you build in a floor, the Constitution is the base of our industry, right? Of our country, of our company. Would you build a trap door that if you mess up and you accidentally something happens, you fall and you end up next to the Unabomber? You got to remove all that trapdoor out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment, and I think the way the universe works, it's perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? You know, so the four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment didn't look like the people they were amending. Also, at that point, it was illegal for blacks to read, or African Americans to read. And so that meant if you actually read the amendment, you get locked up and turned to a slave again. So what I think is, we don't need sentences. We need pardons. We need to talk to people. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I was connected with a neuropsychologist that works with the athletes in the NBA and the NFL. And he looked at my brain. It's equal on three parts. I'm going to go ahead, drop some bombs for you. 98 percentile IQ test. I had a 75 percentile of all human beings, but it was counting eight numbers backwards after it was repeating. So I'm going to work on that one. The other one's 98%, Tesla, Freud, you know. So he said that I actually wasn't bipolar. I had sleep deprivation, which could cause dementia 10 to 20 years from now, where I wouldn't even remember my son's name. So all this power that I get, and I'm taking my son to the Sox game and all that, I wouldn't be able to remember his name from a misdiagnosis. And what we need is, we can empower the pharmaceuticals and make more money. That's one thing. I've never stepped into a situation where I didn't make people more money. So we can empower pharmaceuticals. We can empower our industries. We can empower our factories. We can bring...
See, think about this for a minute, Kurt. He's talking about being a father. He's talking about the importance of having fathers in society in Chicago. He's talking about bringing jobs back to help fathers, to help families. He's talking about reforming the mental institution scenario. He was misdiagnosed. He's talking about bringing jobs back. He even threw a bone to Hillary. He said, I love Hillary. Okay, none of the mainstream press talking about any of the good that he's talking about or focusing on. They literally say that he's mentally ill and that he's illiterate. And I'm thinking, that guy doesn't sound illiterate to me, Kurt. Now, granted, he grew up without a dad, and so, you know what? He admits he's got his own struggles. I don't know that he's ever had the proper leadership that he really needs as a man, but nevertheless, he's saying, in my mind, all the right things. Hey, how come because I'm black, I have to be a Democrat, and if I'm not, I'm literally shamed, literally bullied. And so when I put this hat on, I feel like I'm Superman. I feel like, you know what? We're bringing back America. And so now Donald, Adidas. So you got the Adidas versus the Nike battle now almost. Literally trying to bring jobs back to America and create manufacturing in America. And Kanye's basically insinuating that that's going to help out all kinds of communities where people are struggling for a job. He's saying we got to have prison reform. We can't just put everybody in jail. We put more people in jail than anybody else in the world, folks. And I don't understand what they're attacking Kanye for, Kurt. Is it because he mentioned the Constitution? What are they attacking Kanye for, Kurt?
Well, the chief reason they're attacking him for, Sam, is he's pretty much joined President Trump.
I understand. And I don't disagree. But I'm just saying that we've got to step back from this. And ask ourselves, Kurt, what is right? Right?
That's right.
All right, any comments on any of that?
Well, I mean, I was just listening, doing the best I could to figure it out. You know, it's some different ways of saying things. And I guess I was doing basically the same thing that President Trump was doing, just listening. And,
oh, well, that just shows you're a weak man. See how they do that? I mean, you can't even stop and listen and be polite to somebody and try to get an understanding of what they're saying without being manipulated into being a weak man. And then they just attack Kanye relentlessly, basically saying he's a mental case, attack Donald, pit their egos against one another. And Melania's going, hey, let's take a step back and be best. You know what? People are getting bullied all over. And all they do is just attack again. I mean, it is amazing. By the way, Kurt, do you know who Rod? I don't know how to say his last name, but Boglojevich? Do you know who that is, Kurt?
No, it doesn't ring a bell right now.
He says, my plea for prison reform, and he does it in the Washington Examiner. And he said he had the American dream, but his time in prison has taught him that we need serious reforms. He said, it's also taught me that there's a lot of people in here with good hearts. Anyway, Rod Blagojevich, or however you say it, was governor from Illinois from 2003 to 2009. You think that's a relevant discussion right now? With Kanye talking about Chicago and Donald and Kanye saying we got to focus on prison reform and we got to work on the center of America and make it strong. And now this Rod guy's in jail speaking out via the Washington Examiner saying I went to prison.
Washington Examiner usually has some pretty good stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah, and in this case, they have a great article from this guy. I don't know enough about Rod, and I haven't dug into his case to know if he was guilty or whatever. But he talks about his life, and he says, growing up, I learned to shine shoes. I worked in a slaughterhouse. I worked in the Alaskan oil pipeline. I delivered pizzas. Then he said, I got my law degree. I served in the House. I served in the Senate. I served in... meaning Illinois, and then I was governor. I guess he was in the U.S. Congress and the Illinois House and twice elected to governor. Well, he's in jail now, Kurt.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, back with you live. So Kanye West and Donald having a great meeting. In my opinion, the liberals just going absolutely berserk. They talked about so many important topics, and I think Kanye did a wonderful job. Donald was polite and listened to Kanye, and he's being attacked for holding his tongue and listening. I mean, the poor guy just can't win. Now, I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but it wasn't only Kanye and Donald in the meeting. Do you know who else was in the meeting?
As far as I understand, a guy named Jim Brown was.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Now, do you know who Jim Brown is, Curtin?
He's a pretty famous former NFL player.
Yeah.
As far as I understand.
That's exactly right. All right, he was there, and he didn't get a chance to say much. You know, again, and I'm not trying to be offensive, but you got some, you know, guys with big egos that understand stage presence, and Jim didn't get a chance to say much. But they did intentionally go to him, Curtin.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Donald did, yeah. He said, hey, Jim, you got something to say about this? You want to know what Jim said?
What?
I don't know if he's allowed to say this. What color is Jim?
He's black.
Okay. Well, he said, I'm here to serve. You tell me what you want me to do, President, and I'm willing to help with prison reform, with all these things we're talking about, right? Now, is he allowed to do that, Kurt? Or is it a slavery? Now, Jim is Donald's slave, see? See, I personally think two gentlemen, two Americans, two brothers in arms, stood side by side along with Kanye to say, what can we do to make things better in this country? And now they're literally trying to make it like Jim Brown is a slave to the Donald. When he just offered, by his own free will and choice, his services to help together. I'm offering my services to the Donald for the same purpose, Kurt.
Attaboy.
Now, all I'm saying is, can we do this without the red, without the divide, without the... So I appreciate Jim Brown being there, Kurt. And I think that we shouldn't let that, I don't know what you call it, detail go unnoticed? Jim Brown was there. He didn't say much. He was humble. But he also was willing to help. Yeah, so did you know Jim Brown was at the White House as well? Most folks don't even know because they don't want to talk about that. Jim Brown was just politely there ready to serve. He doesn't get the rhetoric of Kanye West, so you can't pin that on him. He offered to serve. You can't, you know, what are you going to call him, Uncle Tom? Tom Brown? All right, now Kanye West went off and talked about several other things, Kurt. I guess Kanye went off big time and defended the Second Amendment in the Oval Office meeting. Did you hear that?
I didn't see much about that.
Of course not. That's how they roll, buddy. But here's what he did. They asked Kanye because they were hoping to drive a wedge. They're hoping to say, you know, hey, let's get Kanye to get off on something and attack the Donald and let's just make a fiasco out of this meeting publicly. That was their attempt, but they lost. So Kanye said this, you know what? When you want to talk about the Second Amendment, we have a right to keep and bear arms, Kanye says. And he said, the problem is not legal guns, Kurt. The problem is illegal guns. Do you agree with that?
Yep.
Wow. Just imagine that common sense statement. It's the illegal guns that are a problem, Kurt. It's people that are getting guns and using them for criminal activity and getting guns illegally and doing these things. And somebody might say, well, Sam, there's no such thing as an illegal gun if you believe in the Second Amendment like you do. And my response is, that's not true. That's not true. Now, I would like to change the laws and have, you know, constitutional carry everywhere and stuff. I'd like to you know, reduce the regulations here. Nevertheless, there are laws on the books, though, that need to be dealt with. And there's also people who have in my opinion, for example, people that are on probation or people that have long rap sheets and arrest records and things like this, some of those people, they shouldn't have guns. But Kanye fiercely defended the Second Amendment in the Oval Office meeting. That's why they can't stand him. Okay, pretty soon Kanye will be saying we got to give guns to the good guys. And boy, howdy, would I agree again. Kanye West then went on to say that black people kill each other more than police officers. In other words, why is there this big fight between the cops and black people when black people kill each other way more than cops kill black people, Kurt? Do you agree with him?
I think that's accurate.
I think it's beyond debate accurate. It's so in your face accurate that you can't dispute the fact. So all you got to do is run around and go, oh, Kanye's mentally ill. Because how else are you going to argue with him, Kurt? The facts are on his side. The truth shall set you free. When he speaks truth to power like that, you just can't argue with the truth. And then he went on to say this. And that's not saying that the police officer is not an issue. In other words, hey, I'm not dismissing the police officer issue. There is a problem with police officers.
Yep.
And it's bad for all of us, but it's worse if you're black.
There's good ones and there's bad ones.
Yes, there is. And we got to deal with that issue. But that doesn't change the fact that, look, you got black people killing each other left and right. And Kanye's main point is, are we going to deal with that, Kurt? Are we going to openly discuss it and try to find solutions for it? I think it's a fair point Kanye's bringing up.
Yep.
Again, I'm not a fan of Kanye's music. I'm not a fan of his F-bombs and things that he just drops all over the place. I get it. But you know what? Are we going to work with the guy and try to help him be a better Kanye? Are we going to believe in repentance and forgiveness and change to where, you know what? Kanye grew up without a father. He admits it. He realizes that, hey, that's one of the great problems we've got. Our buddy Sean Bergen, who's white, got fired as a news anchor in New York because he tried to say we need fathers in the homes, and that's part of the problem. Now, Kanye making the same point. You know who else made the same point, Kurt? His name's Ben.
Ahead. Ben Carson.
And his last name's Carson. And Ben Carson is saying the same thing. You know who else is saying the same thing, Kurt? Lloyd Marcus.
Yep.
You know who else is saying the same thing, Kurt? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of people are now saying this, and it's not a black or a white issue. It's true. We need fathers in the homes for everybody. We believe that, that children are entitled to a mother and a father, Kurt.
Yep. Imagine that.
And Kanye's basically, I mean, it's different language, okay? But he's saying the same points. Look, we're just putting everybody in prison. This is a problem. We've got a problem where people don't have any hope. There's no jobs. So we've got to bring jobs back. We've got to bring fathers into the home. We've got to teach fathers that they can play baseball with their sons and they can be a real man. You know, men want to feel like Superman. And then instead of giving some credence to this discussion, the male-female proper roles that God ordained and that those roles can work together to just bring happiness and peace and stability and tranquility and stability. And okay, all they do is attack. I want to know, can you find anything in the mainstream press that's positive about Kanye going to the White House, Kurt? I've just told you for almost an hour all the positive things that I see in this thing. I don't have an agenda. I don't get paid a penny. I don't know Kanye West personally. I don't know Donald Trump personally. But I know when they're speaking things that are true and right and good and honorable and worth supporting. Can you find anything in the mainstream press, Kurt, that's good, that's positive, that says, you know what? Good for them for doing a good job. Or is there a single one? Because I'm looking, and I've been looking for 2 hours now, an hour before the show and while I'm on the air. I don't see the good. I don't see good. They're either talking about Hurricane Michael. They're talking about crimes everywhere. And they're talking about how awful Kanye is. Now stocks are bouncing back. They say it's up 400 points. Okay. They say Democrats poised to take the House. Some other guy goes to prison. Okay, but Kurt, can you see any good for the mainstream press at all?
Well, it depends on what you consider the mainstream press. And if you look in, like, for example, I'm just looking through Breitbart. And,
okay, in my opinion, Breitbart's not the mainstream press, and they do a ton of good.
Yeah, I look at World Net Daily. Breitbart,
okay, let me stop you, though. It wouldn't surprise me if Breitbart had a bunch of good news articles, and I commend them, by the way, and that's my whole point. We need more of that. Now, you bring up World Net Daily. Same scenario. I don't consider them the mainstream press, but I do consider them bringing a lot of good to the table. Go ahead.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and so I just prefer not to look at the other guys simply because I don't want their spin on it. And so... but it's refreshing to see that there are some places that have some good coverage, you know?
Okay, there's a headline on CNN that says analysis. Why Kanye's lunch with Trump was a disaster. Okay, I don't get it. I don't see in the mainstream press, Kurt, I don't see any good being talked about. And in my opinion, the thing was full of great content. We need prison reform. We need fathers in the home. You know, we got to work together and make America great. We got to help men feel like men. We've got to, take care of children. We've got to bring back jobs. We've got to have manufacturing in America. We've got to, rebuild the center of our country and make it great. And it'll flow out from the center, so to speak, right?
Yep.
But I look at it and I can't find any good they even highlight. I really can't. And I agree with you, Kurt. I don't watch the mainstream press a lot. But you know what? Sometimes I just troll through what they've got just to see what they're doing and or not doing. And in this case, I'm just ashamed. He defends the Constitution. He defends the Second Amendment. He highlights an issue. Hey, black people are killing each other more than the cops are killing black people. What are we going to do about that? It's a fair question. It's not to dismiss the police issue. He doesn't dismiss that. Why Kanye's lunch with President Trump was a disaster. Kurt, did you find that to be a disaster?
Nope.
Okay, but these guys are just so unhinged, so belligerent, so hate-filled. They can't find the good in anything. They say why the Kanye West Jim Brown lunch with Donald was a disaster. CNN. I find it far from a disaster.
Yep.
I think promoting the Second Amendment and the Constitution and bringing jobs back and bringing fathers in the home is a significant success.
Yep. Good point.
Mia Malika Henderson writes this thing for CNN about what a disaster it is, Kurt. Wow. Now they, have all these different headlines about Kanye. And every one of these headlines that I see just kind of talks about Kanye's not so fine moments. Right? In other words, Kanye apologizes for slave comments. Kanye West reveals mental condition. Four wild things Kanye said. And it just Kanye West jaw-dropping moments. And Don Lemon, Kanye doesn't know history. It just goes on and on and on. Wait, Kurt, is there any thing we can do more than we're doing to focus on the good here?
I don't see much more, Sam, except just basically moving forward, just like President Trump is trying to do, and I'm sure he feels like, man, there's sure a lot more we could get done, but he just wakes up every day and does the best he can.
They say that Donald abused poor mentally ill Kanye. Right, because he drafted him into his lair to just hate everybody they claim. But this is just unhinged. I fear for what's going to happen after this, Kurt. The vitriol and violence and hatred and rhetoric and all these words, it's just going to ratchet up even more. I pray it doesn't happen, but predict it will, based on the current trajectory we're on. Hour 1 of the can, hour 2 coming up, LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We need your financial support so we can take back the narrative from the mainstream press. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.